Hi, I'm Matt Southam. Welcome to the Stretch Zone podcast, where each week we get together with entrepreneurs, business owners, and professionals to discuss their experiences in pushing to reach their goals and what principles we can apply in our own lives in order to learn, grow, and succeed. Welcome to the Stretch Zone podcast, Michael.
Thanks, Matt.
It's an absolute pleasure to have you here today.
Yeah, good to be here.
Goodness, a nice sunny day. It's turned out okay, isn't it?
It's quite warm in here as well,
So, but anyway, we're going to have a short chat. Before we do, though, can you tell us a little bit about yourself, you know, and your sort of journey in business, and for people who don't know you, basically?
Yeah, sure. So my main business is The Stitchery. So we specialise in all types of printed and embroidered clothing. So we help all types of businesses, you know, look smarter and stand out from their competition. That's my main business. And then my mum started that in 1993 and I took over kind of, she's still in the business, but I took over about 5 years ago. So it's a, you know, family business from long ago kind of thing. It's good fun. I also own another business called Tidal with Will, who's been on the podcast as well. We sell bamboo gym clothing to help projects around the world to take plastic out of the sea and re-go coral reefs. So that's more of a business that I started with Will as kind of a with a purpose bigger than ourselves kind of thing. You know, to kind of give back to the planet and kind of disrupt the fashion market, I guess, fitness fashion. So,
well, that does lead in quite nicely because, I mean, anyone running a business, we're going to talk about productivity and productivity tools. And I think it's essential for anyone running any business, but if you're running two businesses or multiple businesses, you need to make sure your time is being used wisely and you're staying productive.
Yeah.
So how do you manage that? What do you do to stay productive, certainly splitting your time between potentially two businesses?
There's a few kind of tips I thought about before, you know, when you invited me to come on here, and I've kind of narrowed it down to three, and the reason why I've narrowed it down to three is actually that's one of my first tip, which leads us nicely onto that is the rule of three. So it's often overwhelming, especially with multiple businesses, or even if you're, you know, in a senior position in a business where your to-do lists. It's just so incredibly long. There's so many things to think about all the time. But I run with a rule of three, and that's where. So I have three main objectives in the day. For example, I do have the one thing as well. What's the one thing I want to get done? But break things down into three. So even if you've got tasks that are holding you back, so there's something that's been lingering on your to-do list for a while, you could split that down into three.
Okay.
So the rule of three is quite versatile and it applies to lots of things. It's like the 80-20 rule, if you like, where you can apply it to lots of things within your business, within your life. And that even comes down to giving your clients three options.
Yes.
If you give them a fourth, it can confuse them and put them off. Whereas if you give them three, you can still compute that.
It's the magic number, isn't it?
It's the magic number, yeah. And within that... another thing to help with the to-do list is brain dump the night before.
Yes.
And then you can chunk it down into threes the next day.
Okay.
So then it helps you sleep better, but then you can use it to chunk down your list as well.
Yeah.
So that's my main my first tip is the rule of three. Yeah. That's the main one. Yeah. Another key one that will make a big difference to productivity is staying conscious, and that's kind of you probably heard it as sort of mindfulness or being present, if you like. So
yeah,
and that also comes onto my fourth tip, which I'm going to share after the podcast. So I'm only going to deliver three because I'm running with a rule of three.
Yeah.
There is a fourth which we're going to. I'm going to share in a, you know,
people sign up to the Stretch Zone mailing list, we'll get that.
Maybe do a blog or something on it. Being conscious is super important because there's so much noise in our heads, and I think this is something that we all seek, which is peace.
Yes.
Everyone seeks that all the time, and that's what we do as business owners. We're problem solvers, aren't we?
Yeah.
That's what we do, and it's to give our clients peace of mind of the problem that we solve.
Yeah.
So, you know, there's lots of different things, you know, good and bad that we try and seek peace with, and that might be, you know, might be going for a run, might be just listening to music, you know, might be going out with mates and all that sort of thing. But whatever it is having that peace of mind, keeping the noise clear in your mind, so you can focus on that one task that you're doing at a time. So being present is super important, and that's also comes down to my next tip, which is removing distractions. Okay. It comes down to the distractions and disruptions that come to us throughout the day, mainly being email, texts, phone calls, and that sort of thing. It's just
being connected,
always being
it's social media, whether it's text message, whether it's, like you say, emails. Most people have their mail client open on their desktop, and they're working away, and emails are pinging in.
Yeah,
and it distracts you from that task that's potentially really, really important.
Yeah,
and you've written it down. That's what you want to get done. Then you're just getting distracted by smaller items. So yeah.
Staying present is super important when you're dealing with customers as well, because people want your full attention. There's nothing worse than being on the phone to someone, and you know, especially if you're on the phone to one of your suppliers, for example, you're paying them money, and they're just tapping away or speaking to someone else while you're on the phone and that sort of thing. Giving any task and any person your full attention makes a huge difference to your productivity.
Yeah.
You know, removing distractions. I've taken all my notifications off my phone, except for phone calls, which then only buzz, so it doesn't ring. And you know, there's a quote I heard, which is, you know, as much as we're learning about the world, it's also just as much the world learning about us.
Yeah.
So. Educating your clients and your suppliers and people that want to be in contact with you, friends and family and things, when to get in touch with you and via what method.
Yeah.
So so that you can then, you know, ignore phone calls and things like that, knowing that people will eventually only call you in the correct times. Yeah. So you can leave your, you know, put your voicemail on saying, I will get, please leave me a voice message and I'll get back to you between the hours of whatever, and then check your voicemail. But the most important thing with that is then actually doing it. Make sure you keep following through with that and keep educating your clients as to when you're going to get back to them. Like having an out of office on permanently and that sort of thing, you can, you know, just say, I am in the office. I'll get back to you within a couple of hours.
Yeah.
Within 4 hours or whatever.
If it's urgent, you know, there's potentially another method.
Yeah.
I did actually change my voicemail on my mobile for a while. It pretty much said, you know, if this is a personal call, feel free to leave a message.
Yeah.
If it's business related, could you phone the office number?
Yeah.
Because there's 500 people sat here in the office.
Yeah.
And it's potentially not actually me you need to talk to anyway. So it's removing those distractions.
Yep. And also, people want your full attention, so they would rather wait to have your full attention than if you just give them half amount of your attention immediately.
Yeah, I think that's true, and I think business owners we often get caught with whether it's a staff member coming in or a client and just asking a question, and you know, maybe say, look, this needs to wait. I'll get back to you in half hour, and it's potentially either I could give a sort of, you know, half an answer now because I haven't really looked into that subject, or I can give you my full attention, give you the correct answer in half an hour.
Yeah.
And actually, what would you rather have? Would you rather have a sort of slightly muffled answer? Would you like all the details?
Yeah.
So actually, try and manage distractions.
Yeah.
I think that's really, really key.
Yeah. Yeah, so I thought they're my top tips, if you like, that I could sort of narrow down. I thought they would make the most difference if you sort of implemented those, that it really helps with just going back to the rule of three as well. Actually, implementing things in blocks of three, and when you're present and have got that clarity of mind as to exactly what you're doing in chunks of three, when you implement those three tasks from start to finish without stopping. Yeah. You train your brain to complete tasks, especially if you're one of those people that's good at starting tasks and not finishing them.
Yeah.
That actually, it's been shown in scientific research to lower your IQ.
Okay. Okay.
If you do that, because you don't complete stuff.
No.
You just sort of, there's lots of open ends in your brain. Yeah. And that actually then slows you down because you're forever tying up loose ends of all the tasks you do. So if you train your brain to start a task and finish a task, then start the next task and finish another task, then you get better at being present, at being more productive, and actually taking action towards towards what you need to. And I guess actually that could lead on to another podcast actually at some other point about setting objectives and things like that.
So perhaps
so that's almost another
But no, Hunter, so there is those top three tips. One, breaking it into three.
Yep.
Your job list and your to-do list.
Mm.
Making sure you concentrate fully on a task without distractions.
Being present,
being present. And
yeah.
I think that's really, really key.
Yeah.
I think one thing is lots of people, lots of business owners, you have really busy days and then go home and have to work from home.
Mm.
One of my top tips for that is stop homing from work.
Yeah.
And, you know, it's very easy. You're doing stuff during your working day that actually isn't work-related. Mm. You're getting distracted by Facebook, you're getting distracted by Instagram, or so on and so on.
Mm.
And then you go home and have to carry on doing work that you should have done during the day.
Yeah.
And it's like, when you're at work, concentrate on work and give that your full attention.
Yeah.
And then when you're at home, you've got home life.
Yeah, that's it. Yeah. It's in your own interest, isn't it? It makes you more productive so you can get more done.
Yeah.
It makes you more efficient so you can get it done in a short space of time. And ultimately, that leads to better work-life balance.
It does,
and more money.
It becomes a model, doesn't it?
Yeah.
They're that's fantastic great. Tips.
Yeah,
thank you for joining me today. And thank you for sharing.
Thanks, Matt. Yeah, it's good to be in.
The fourth one out, maybe even in the podcast description. And
Great.
A separate PM.
Perfect.
Thank you very much, Matt.
Cheers, Matt. Yeah.
Thank you for listening to the weekly Stretch Zone podcast. Why not subscribe and get updates when a new episode is released?